Today, we're going to visit with Sarah Bain from the Boone County Hospital, the Boone County Hospital Foundation. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always enjoy being here.
Yeah, I know. We got to make you come more often, though. But you're so busy.
I would love to come more often and visit with you. It's fun to catch up.
It is. And a lot of different things. Because I remember when you first started doing this. Here's how long we've been around, folks. But the foundation really has, it's become a significant establishment for the hospital. And a source, again, really a source for a lot of programs and a lot of opportunities and a lot of improvements.
Yes, absolutely. I have been there for 19 years now, and it has grown from, when you talk about financial, from the financial perspective, I remember when I first started, we maybe had a couple $100,000 that we were working with, mm-hmm. and now we have about $1.3 million, but we also in the process have not only brought in money, but we've given out quite a bit of money as well. So, gained millions of dollars, given back millions of dollars, and yet still have that $1.3 million endowment, mm-hmm. and we're just super grateful for the support of our community.
And do you still get people that really want to build that endowment? I mean, I know some like to do for specific projects, things, and you do a lot of specific projects, but building that endowment, that's key for us.
Yes, and in fact, this last year in 2023, that was actually really our focus. So what we did when we went to the Harvest Festival with our Fund a Need and kind of the pitch mm-hmm. there to our group that was our audience there, we just told them, really we didn't have a specific project right then and there, but there's always a need. And what has happened is that over the course of the last 6-7 years that we've done this, we've drawn down about $50,000 a year just from the interest on those investments and put them back into larger projects. So 3D mammography, radiology, mm-hmm. echocardiogram, so on and so forth. So yeah. What that has done is helped us fund a lot of those programs. And so people really saw the benefit. We made a video behind it and said, these are what your dollars are going towards. So we actually raised the most we've ever raised from our Fund a Need for the endowment. It was almost $51,000, and it went right into the endowment to continue to grow that and continue to be able to give back.
I'd ask you what you would like to see it at, but no, I won't do. Obviously, you'd love, we know some endowments, $10, $12, $15 million, things like that. You'd love to start to be, let's go for $2 million, let's go for $3 million, because that gives you a lot of resources for projects, improvements at the hospital that don't take other dollars away.
Right, absolutely. And really that kind of gets into the area of where people maybe want to leave an estate gift, mm-hmm. or they want to do some kind of donor endowment themselves, where they're providing a large amount of money that is going to help those projects and things into the future.
Still have projects, though. We still have projects that you look at, and where can we direct some of our resources and some of our fundraising? And those are ones that are going on now. You've kind of picked up Project Be the Light has mm-hmm. been something that the foundation has really taken hold of. You've given out some money for that too, haven't you?
We have. We haven't announced yet, okay. made an official announcement yet, but I can say that we did award the money to a family. So yes, Project Be the Light is kind of the newest program to put into our repertoire of things that we're doing in Boone County, and really just passionate about it from the perspective of it's helping benefit families who are experiencing cancer. So yeah. A diagnosis can be parent, child, anything that they might need for resources, whether it's medical or even just mortgage payments. That strain and that stress during that time frame is really what the whole purpose and mission behind that program is. So this program started because Michaela, our new CEO,
mm-hmm. yeah. she worked with it before, a comparable program, and she yes. really wanted to get it going here.
Yes, and they saw upward of, I think, $300,000 that had been given to that program, and I know that we're obviously wanting to do the same and continue to grow that. So we just got started in the last year. We actually have been working with the schools. We've been working with Relay for Life. We've been working with these EDGE programs.
Yeah, and I was going to say, They are coming up with all kinds of things for you.
They are. And it's been really fun. So we've had a few different events, and we've secured well over the $5,000. So each time we want to give out a gift or an award, we want to be able to give that family up to $5,000.
That's the goal, to be able to do that. And then it is a family in Boone County that's dealing with cancer.
Yes.
Currently dealing with it, and there are a lot.
Yes.
I hate to say it, a lot, but there are a number.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we did award a family, and then, like I said, we haven't made that official announcement yet of who, but I've even since then received emails and asking for the application and inquiring about it and people wanting to know more about how they can be on that potential list, so to speak.
So I want to go back, because I know you had the luminary table. Well, first, let's go back even further, because last time I talked to Michaela, I asked about the silent disco, which she said she had a great time.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm going, where did this come from? And it is from students. Out of the Edge program, they have these. Now, do you work with them? Do you have somebody working with you? You and Rachel, or what? How are you tied in there?
Yeah. So Gracie Gustafson brought us the idea for the silent disco. I had heard of them, and have actually seen them come up on social media in different, different ways. And I think that they're so fun, and it's kind of a neat concept, because everybody can put on headphones, and then everybody has the opportunity. There's several different stations on the headphones that they can click to, so you could have a group of friends in one spot in the room listening to the same thing, and another group of people over in another corner. So, if there's older people, they want to listen to maybe some more oldies types of music, they can listen to that. So it was really a fun thing, because you're all together, but yet you can kind of do your own thing.
You get in your groups.
It was super fun. So I hope we do it again, because I think that there were a couple of things working against us that night. We didn't have a lot of people there that night, but the next day we didn't have school. So, and it was funny, the silent disco folks were so kind and they were so generous with us with the equipment. Okay. And they said, sometimes you just have to do it a time or two, and it really kind of catches fire and
that's
takes
the big
off.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
We've started it, so let's try it again and see if it keeps going. So,
yes.
Good.
Exactly.
So you did that. Then you had a table for luminaries at the salad at Relay for Life.
Yes.
That was another one. That was not Edge related, but they helped, I'm sure.
Right, yeah. I mean, we've been involved both in Ogden and in Boone at the dinners that they've had, and got a table, had people present from our hospital staff, hospital boards, and then we came up with the idea of the luminaries. Actually, it was from Holly Larson came up with the idea. She said it would be really great to bring that back from the old days of our Relay for Life 24-hour
luminaries out there,
walk. And then we brought those to the Relay for Life dinner to sell. They were selling them for $10. You can put the name of in memory or in honor of on those. We're going to take them or have them available at our next event for the same program for Project Be the Light.
So again, that was is that part of the Glow Night you did, and which again we've had that, but that's one again tying in the Edge students.
Yes. Yep. So Alice Johnson is the student that helped spearhead that, and it's just going to be such a blast, because we have a glow selfie station set up, and there's going to be just so many pictures and different things going on there, and all of it really is helping go back to these families in need of this extra help during these difficult times. And really the foundation's absorbing some of those costs that are associated with some of the advertisement and that type of thing, so that we can really focus on the money that we're raising really going back to the families.
So you're involving some of the students, some of the Edge students, and do they really, this gives them somewhere where they can really come up with some good ideas and help out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it gives them a great experience, I think, too, just going out in the community and asking for help. A lot of them are going out and having to ask our grocery stores, for example, for donations of snack items or food items. And, you know, it's just getting them to have that experience and then also think through the process of how you set up an event, which I think people don't really realize how much goes into the details. And so it really is, I think, is giving them a great experiential opportunity as well as helping us, you know, with more people power behind it as well.
Well, I know you got for the foundation, there's a lot of other things you do. Well, what are we going to be out on the trail here pretty quick, or were you?
Yeah.
When's that coming up?
Yes, we are. We had our trivia night already. And,
yeah, I saw that.
And next up will be the Trestle Hustle. And I thought it was kind of funny because it's actually our 15th annual, if you can believe that, on June 15th. So it's our golden anniversary.
All right.
So we're going to have our Trestle Hustle. And last year we teamed up with the High Trestle Fest.
Okay.
That was new out there last year at that same day.
Yeah.
And we're really excited because our numbers jumped up in terms of having people participate. And so I anticipate that that will happen again. We'll just get more and more people coming out each year.
Just to have and again, a big part of it is supporting the foundation too. So that's easy for people to do. I can support the Hospitals Foundation.
Yes. Well, and I think that that's what I love the most about what I do is that these funds really go back to help our greater community. We're obviously helping people in need when they're coming into the hospital, but it's really a central location for people to also come in, have a meal, have, you know, time to connect with other friends, and, you know, they can come into the cafeteria and have lunch and coffee and that type of thing. So I think that the hospital is just a really important part of the community.
I just go to the blood drives and hang out with the auxiliary ladies. So,
good.
That's a good thing.
Are you donating blood?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, good
I don't
for
just
you.
Go and hang out with them.
Well, that's what you just said. So I thought maybe you're just hanging out, but I'm impressed.
After they stick the needle in.
Stick you, and then you get get a couple cookies.
Oh, I get more than a couple.
I've been there a long time,
so.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing it. And our auxiliary is a big part of what we do as well through the community.
What are some of the other things? Now, I know that there are a number of things that you've done. Pandemic kind of hit us hard, but you're getting back to, it looks to me like you're doing as much or even more than what you were doing back then.
Yes. Well, we have our five events that are all back in full force, so to speak. We're in person. We've kind of brought all that back. You know, even it seemed like there was a year or two where we kind of were waffling, I guess, for lack of a better term. But most recently, the Educating and Empowering You program is what I was starting to hear more and more from the community that they were really wanting us to come back in person. So we actually just started that this month here. And we are going to be in person, but we're still going to record. So it'll still be live streamed. People can listen to it live and then also come back and listen to the recording
later
as well.
The first one live was Dr. Erickson.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yes. Oh, so fascinating. He talked for an hour and he just did such an amazing job explaining such a complex, you know, when you think about our feet, he's our podiatrist.
Yeah.
And then also the work that he's doing in the wound clinic and the surgeries he's doing. It was really fascinating. Yeah. And so I really hope people take the opportunity to go out to our website, look through some of our recordings from the past, and also Dr. Erickson's interview.
And get a referral if you need one to go see about your feet, because he's good.
Yes.
He's very good.
He is excellent. And then, yes, going forward, so May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So we will have Heidi Kennedy with Senior Life Solutions speaking. Again, we'll be back in person. That will be May 21st at noon in the hospital fourth floor conference room.
Other things that you're working on?
Well, I think from the hospital side, I'll just touch on the food drive for kids.
Okay.
They are starting to collect on May 1st. They had such a high success in
last 2023 summer.
Mm-hmm, that they're going to do that again. They'll start distributing those meals June 11th through August 1st. And it sounds like they're doing one day. So, for example, Tuesday will be in Ogden, will be the distribution day. Wednesday will be in Madrid. Thursday will be in Boone. So what the premise behind that, of course, is that we have a lot of kids who are at home during the summer. Parents are at work. There's maybe a difficulty either with food or maybe even just preparing food, having some food that is a little bit easier to prepare for kids at home. So think of items that might be easy for kids to prepare. And then we're looking for those donations of food items or even cash check donations.
It did surprisingly well. But last year was the first year I know. Of course, we were down to like only one school location that was doing lunches free. But getting there, that's a whole other thing. If you got both parents working, sometimes it's a little hard to get kids there.
Right.
So that's one of the challenges. This way, all of a sudden, here you are on a Tuesday in Ogden, and they can come right up, pick it up, and they're all set. That gives them some resources for the week.
Yes.
So what's easy now? Last year was the first time you tried it. You guys put it together very quickly. Mm-hmm. You got to say like very quickly. So this time we got a little lead time. I drop off locations. I know you had them at the hospital. They could come in. I think some of the stores had drop off for you as well. What does it look like this year?
Sure. So I would say the best thing to do is to check our social media page, website. They will be posting and putting up all the details for any of those specific drop-off times, dates, places. But Lisa Schmidt is our marketing and public relations director at the hospital. So if you see her name associated with something, that's the person to contact in terms of that program.
She'll send me a release here pretty soon.
Yes.
Where we can say, this is where we're going to start donating.
Yes.
Contributions can do.
Okay. Exactly. So, yep, we would really appreciate anybody helping out in the community with that. That'd be great.
So it went really good last year, or as Michaela calls them, one of her wins.
Yes.
It was one of the wins. And again, as people started doing it, I think they got a little more excited about being able to get those food items out to kids that might have been, what do we call it, a food void there or something.
Yes.
Because people forget in the summertime, you don't have those lunches at school all the time.
Right.
And we've had backpack buddies in the schools that help on weekends and stuff like that. You don't have those in the summertime. So hospital stepped up to do that.
Yeah. And it was a huge success for sure.
That'll be going on. Okay. So listen more for that.
Yes.
Got some others?
Well, we have the hospital and the foundation are teaming up to partner on June 7th for Night on the Green.
So we
will be out there. I know from the foundation side, I'm sure the hospital will be giving away some things, but we're planning to give away some of our glow water bottles that we've given away at our glow event.
If you got any left over.
Yes, exactly. I think we're going to plan on ordering some more to make sure, come out and join us that night and get a free water bottle and enjoy some music.
We'll have some folks from around the hospital will be up there.
Yes.
Good.
Exactly. So we're excited to team up for that. And we just had all of our scholarship applications come in. So we'll be reviewing those in the next week or so and making awards there. And
I did want to ask you, because I know that for the foundation itself, you've got a lot of projects you do annually and stuff. And I'm not asking you about naming the board members or anything like that, but you get some sponsors. You do have some sponsors for things that step up corporate.
We do. Our corporate sponsorship has been amazing and it continues to grow year after year. This year, we are at an all-time record number and dollar amount. In terms of our corporate sponsorship, what was happening was years ago, I would be going out and asking for donations for each event, for each thing I was doing. And so what we did was we decided to consolidate that and say, here's our five
Here's
events.
Our package. This yep. is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing, and we then that way they have their name attached and associated to all of our events. They're on all of our the website. They're on our social media, so they're getting some notoriety as mm-hmm. well. They're getting some.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah.
Their name's there.
Their name is out there. Their name is out there, and we're just so grateful. We have had some that have been with us through the whole, I mean, gosh, it's sure. been years. Yeah. I don't even know how many years it's been now. Probably almost 10.
When
I
you started doing the corporate part of it, getting them in, and they wanted to stay apart.
Yes, exactly.
I know there's a lot of different things we could keep talking about the foundation. Bottom line is the foundation is available. Are you looking at, or is there a big item project that you're focusing on coming up?
Yeah, well, it's funny.
Because you have to think about it.
Well, absolutely. And it's funny because we have been a little bit behind schedule just for a variety of reasons, the way of the mm-hmm. world and just trying to get, everything to kind of align. So our safer room took longer than we expected.
It did take a little longer.
So we completed that. We're really pleased to be able to offer that to the community as well. The safer room is, of course, somebody who presents perhaps in our ER or otherwise, typically in the ER, though, but they're experiencing some kind of mental health issue and a medical issue. And since we aren't a mental health licensed facility, they do have to have that medical issue sidelined with it. But what they're doing is they're waiting for a bed, maybe somewhere out in our state of Iowa or Central Iowa. Mm-hmm. And so they can be there safely. And then, so we just got that done not all that long ago, finally.
Yeah, no, literally, it was only months ago, I think, or something, when I saw that when you had the release on it.
So. Yes. And then we have the rehab program now, too. The rehab services, we're going to remodel their waiting area and just do a freshener of new flooring and get paint on the walls and do some nice things that will really help that space also improve as well. So that's our next big project. Yeah.
I always get lost going there. When they say, go to this one. No, never would. Yeah. This was after I went and saw Dr. Erickson, by the way.
See? Yeah.
So that's going to be the next one, getting that done. Good. They didn't tie into the MRI.
Yes. No,
that's a whole nother thing.
It's amazing what they have to do to get an MRI into the building and break down, the walls specifically set up to be able to.
Don't wheel that in and out. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a lot of things, too. And I think even some of your x-ray was getting updated as well, wasn't it? I think some of the x-ray equipment might have been.
Possibly. So,
because when you think back, you talked about 3D mammography. That was quite a while ago.
Yes, it has been quite a while now. I mean, that was 2017, I think, that we did that. So, but it's state of the art and it's
still going.
The best. Yes. So, I'm really, really pleased with all the progress that the foundation has made. We're doing a lot to team up with the hospital in a variety of projects. And I just really appreciate Michaela, you wanting to get us out into the community more so that Project Be the Lights helping us do that. So we're just doing some really, really pretty wonderful things.
So you got Rachel to come and help. Yes. And now all of a sudden you're getting the Edge students. Are they really excited to come and work with you? That's what I want. Because some of them get more excited going other places to work than.
Well, but, I hope so. Yeah. I mean, gosh, I hope.
Well, you've got, I mean, they come up with some great ideas.
I hope we're a fun place. Yeah, and I think that it's all, again, the hospital has been viewed as a central place in our community. And I think that they see that. And then, we've been going into the schools and doing different education opportunities. They've been doing that more from a professionalism standpoint, STEM night, that type of thing. Yeah. So I think that the give and take there of those programs and the involvement from the professional perspective has been just an awesome partnership.
Keep working at it.
Yeah.
And if folks, if you want to know more about giving to the foundation, to the endowment to help make it grow, or want to plan for that, because it's all about planning and doing that, get a hold of Sarah out at the hospital.
Yes, they can get a hold of me. We obviously have many opportunities for them to be able to donate online, but if there's something that bigger that they want to sit down and have a conversation about, I would absolutely be thrilled to do that.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jim.